Now,
for me.
The skill set area for healthcare marketing, that's an area that has really captivated our focus, and we'd like your input on this. What is the skill set of the healthcare marketer of tomorrow?
Well, I probably should be asking you guys that question maybe more than answering it myself, or answering it for you. You know, I have two minds of this. The reason why I'm hesitating a little. One is that I think what's old is new again sometimes. I think there's just certain basics about what makes a good healthcare marketer that I'm not so sure is changing. I think, look, great marketers in general are people that are just tuned into what's going on in the marketplace. So they're aware. They have voracious appetites. They read. They understand. They're the people that read the Tuesday section of the New York Times to just read about the science and what's out there. So I think this business always requires an intimate knowledge of the product and the categories. I think almost every marketer should be like that, but certainly healthcare marketers need and have a responsibility to understand with great depth the product and services of which they're a part of or representing. So they have to be deeply steeped. I think that's not changing. What's changing? Look, you don't work on cycles anymore, right? We used to, in my day, have POAs that went in 4 or 3 month or 6 month cycles, and you rotated through those things and did yearly plans. In the new world, plans almost seem to me to be weekly or daily. They're happening quickly. Data is so readily available. You have to be able to know what data is information, because this term around big data, which I know what it, I get it, but I'm not so sure big data is what's so important. Making it little data and relevant data and pertinent data is what's important. And those marketers that can do that and then act quickly, keep acting and on that information, you just have to be quicker and more nimble these days. And you have to be a better filter these days, because data is coming at you from all different places. So I think those are some of the, you've got to be decisive, you got to be quick. I don't know what else to say. Those are some of my thoughts on what's old and what's new.
So the agency business, it's, you know, the old saw is, you know, our inventory goes down the elevator every night. You don't manufacture anything. You've got nothing but people. And as a result, you're, I'm sure, always looking for people who are not only a great fit for the organization, critically important, but really star talent, who can really make a difference. But everybody else is looking for those same people, right? So if you have that person in front of you that you really want to bring into your organization, what is it you say to them? Why should they want to be part of PHCG?
I come at it from two ways. One of them was what you talked about, and the other one is just in general what you're trying to get out of this talk, I think. And the two ways are, I emphasize to them that people matter. Just like you said, people go up and down the elevator. Who you're going to work for matters. The people you're going to work with matter a lot. Maybe you're going to work on the greatest brand that's out there. But if you're not feeling really good about who your boss is going to be or who your team is going to be as you're going through that interview process, I'd tell you, forget the greatest brand in the world. Find the greatest boss or mentor you think is going to be there and the greatest team or group of people that you're going to work with. I believe that I have the greatest leaders in this industry, and I believe I have the greatest people in this industry inside this company, and I challenge people to come in, kick those tires, and make sure I'm right about that and make their decision on that. The second thing is a vision. Does the company really know where it's going? Does it know who it is, and does it know where it's going? And are they performing? Ask those questions. You know, vision is one thing. Performance towards that vision is another thing, as an affirmation. And, you know, join organizations that can clearly articulate for you why they exist and what they do and where they're going and how they're doing. And I think if you use those two guiding principles, you probably will pick the right place to work. And I think if you use those guiding principles and you want to work in this industry, we are the right place to work.
So that's amazingly inspiring. You know, sign me up if you have any jobs. I'm available.
You got it. Can I afford you?
No, you can't afford
me. Okay.
I want to look to the future for a moment, right? Healthcare, and particularly in pharma, is really challenged, right? Expiring patents, slow growth. You've got to continue to grow this business, right? Where do you see the opportunities in this kind of environment for growth in your business?
Well, I can talk to you about all kinds of things like pharma, emerging markets, and there's growth there. I can also tell you that I believe much of the growth in mobile technology, which I think will impact our industry to a great extent, there's great opportunity there. Certainly, the ability to tell deep and meaningful stories that are very relevant in the healthcare profession through the new platforms and digital channels that exist all represent huge opportunities for us. You can see that our organization at the group level has invested in those. We have nearly 60% of our business in the healthcare, in our healthcare business, in the new environment, as we say. I hate to even use the term digital anymore because it's everything, but our business is there now. And so I think business will continue to grow there. Those are going to be great opportunities for us. I think some of the new delivery that's going to result from the Affordable Care Act, regardless of whether Congress in the United States turns over the way that it has, I believe that even if that law is changed or parts of it are changed, the genie's out of the bottle now in terms of how we're going to reorient the way that we approach health and well-being. And I think there's great opportunity there. There's great market opportunity in the fact that baby boomers are now all over the age of 50, with the oldest being 68. We all know that most of the healthcare we consume that's being consumed out there right now are people over the age of 50. So the market is growing, and you just have to be out there hustling for it, which gets to my last point. I think a lot of growth is just going to come from share stealing. You got to be better. You just got to walk into those pitches, walk into those opportunities, and be great. And not easy these days, because there's a lot of good agencies out there still, for sure. But we've got to be really excellent. We've got to really button it up. And I'm happy to say that we win our share, because I think we're really buttoned up. I'm trying to win more than our share, so I'm never satisfied, but I'm pleased with the fact that I think we're stealing some of that share out there right now.
That's great.
Now, as the leader of the largest, most successful healthcare agency holding company on the planet, what would you like your legacy to be once you decide to move on to the next thing in life, Nick?
Well, first of all, I love the way you're characterizing me. I've often said I'm not so sure being the largest is what my goal always was. Being commonly referred of as the best. I'll take successful, most successful, the best. So we're constantly in search of being regarded as the best, the destination point for clients and the destination point for candidates like you that you are recruiting for us. So we don't want your job to be that hard to get them to come with us. I know you're asking me that question because you're looking at me going that there must be more behind this guy than in front of him, right? No one asks your legacy when you're 27 years old. You ask me when I'm 50-some years old. You're 57. I guess I've only started thinking about that these last few years. And, I love this business. I've always loved it. I'm passionate about it. I'm genuinely passionate about it. It's infectious, I guess. And it's real, and people feel that. I hope that people will see that I was a very authentic leader who did a lot to attract people into this business, to make them feel proud about what we were doing and what we're doing, and that this is a most honorable profession. Communicating about health and well-being, helping people understand and make some of the most difficult and meaningful decisions of their lives in a most informed way is what I feel I've been a part of. And, you know, I hope people will look back and say he did that well. And probably on a side note, you know, being this time of the year that we're talking, you know, I'm always so touched by the real concept of what's behind It's a Wonderful Life, which is, you know, no one really ever knows how one life, your life, impacts so many others' lives. And it's, you know, it will do my heart good for people to know that they think that they were better, or their life was better, or touched in some way, in a positive way, by having an interaction with me in our work, or, you know, or in their endeavors with me as a client or whatever. And if I can leave that legacy and people say those things, I will have had a successful run.
Nick, this was a absolutely great session for us, and I can tell you we walked away with a couple of important concepts. One, people matter, the work matters, and that transparency matters, I think is absolutely going to stay with us. And the importance that you place on vision and performance toward executing that vision is, again, a concept that I think is really important to be thinking about, and for every leader to be thinking about. So I want to thank you on behalf of Norman Sherman and myself for being with us today on this special edition of Game Changers Live. Nick Colucci, thanks very much.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
Thank
Happy
you.
Holidays.
Same to you
as well.
Thank you.
You've been listening to a special edition of Game Changers Live. Today, we interviewed Nick Colucci, the CEO of Publicis Healthcare Group. Game Changers Live is a production of the Trionis Group Limited.